Simply Done, the podcast network.
I disagree. I think he's going to lose his
mind. I think he makes great toothpaste.
Okay, it's too sweet. I'm saying that right off the bat.
Sweet is Mole's toothpaste. You know who's going to love this?
Who?
What happened, Mary Jane?
He has to go pee. He didn't inform me this whole time. He's going potty now.
What?
What are you doing? Look, you put your fanny pack behind you. Grab my pack again!
No, save it. Hey, come here, Mole. Mole, please.
He's really being unprofessional, man.
We can't hear it.
Fucking nervous, man. Look at that jag off. Coming to bother the shit out of me.
No, I think the toothpaste is too sweet.
I don't think it's too sweet. I think Scare Master's going to like it.
Hey, what are you bitching about over there?
Go.
What did he do?
I went in the bathroom. I was like just commenting on the fact
that what did he do?
Now you're going to grab
Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, Perry. Wolfie. Hey, Scare Master.
You got to go through Wolf Canyon.
Come on through, buddy.
Scare Master, you want to try my new toothpaste?
No.
Set this up. Step over here.
Well, you just get yourself nice and comfy, Scare Master.
Thank you.
No reason for you to be uncomfortable. This is a safe place, a warm, welcome place. This is where you live. This is your house.
By the way, back to what we were talking about. I don't think that's going to work.
The toothpaste?
I think it's sweet, and I think I can understand why kids would like the sweetness to it, but I think it's overbearing sweet.
How about this?
Let me have another taste.
What do you
taste? This?
Organic and holistic.
It's a new toothpaste that he thinks will work.
What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing, you asshole?
Just put it on your teeth. Everything's fine. Mole, sit down. Watch the mic.
Sit down, right, motherfucker. Well,
taste the toothpaste. Put it on your teeth like this.
I know how to
Scare Master. Like
I know how to use my
Perry.
Finger as a toothbrush.
Like this. Okay, go ahead.
There's a fucking retard over here.
I don't think that's too sweet.
Get the
back. Get out of here. Sit down.
Stop swinging that mic. If you break one of these fucking figurines, I'll kill you.
Especially that one that Quincy was talking
about.
Yeah.
I don't like the taste of this.
Is it too sweet?
It's way too sweet. Get out of here. Get out of here. Close that fucking thing and sit down. Sit down.
Try a little more.
No, I don't want to try any more. It's not even toothpaste.
It's not toothpaste.
It's not toothpaste.
What is it?
Used with Cake Mate decorating tips. It's for making a cake.
That's frosting?
Well,
yeah.
It was icing, but I crossed out where it said icing and I wrote toothpaste.
Yeah, you did.
Delicious, though.
That's why it's so sweet, though.
Yeah.
And you're still tasting it.
Yeah, it's more like...
Not
it's more
bad,
like,
right? Not bad, though, right?
Let's
take
not,
one more
it's
hit.
Not, I don't want any more. I don't want any more.
Hey, Mole.
Get out of here.
Mole, sit down. We got to start the show.
I'll fucking play this nut. Song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, I'm your old pal, Don Barris.
I'm Mole.
Perry.
Oh, yeah, I'm Perry. Scary Perry.
The King. Friday Night Comedy.
Bright Night Comedy. Not
Perry, I got to tell you something.
I don't want it.
Okay, Perry, listen, we're doing a podcast.
We're trying to do a podcast.
We are 3 weeks from the biggest show we're ever going to do in our lives, and you're acting as unprofessional as you've ever...
I'm not acting unprofessional!
You're not...
That cocksucker is!
What are you talking about?
WDID, dude. WDIDD.
And when I say three, we're only 2 weeks away.
Yes.
2 weeks away from the biggest show of our lives. Now, we got a lot to talk about. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but I saw an ad online, Mole.
Yeah?
Guess what for?
Okay, wait. Flaming Hot Funyuns.
Nope. A Big Three Podcast skateboard.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
What?
I on my website.
Right. You were told you cannot do that.
When? You said
no,
right ahead.
No, I did not say that. I never said that.
Oh, well, God.
My image isn't
oh,
on
God.
There.
Oh, God. Now this yeah. bullshit.
What do you
my
mean?
My image isn't
this
on there.
This bullshit.
No.
When did I ever say that?
When I first made the
no,
stickers.
No, I told you not to do it, and I said maybe at a later time we could do it.
You said sell them?
No, I did not say that. Now you're lying.
I'm forgetting, okay? I'm not lying. I forgot.
No.
God.
You lied.
Damn. Fuck you!
Fuck me?
Yeah, fuck you!
You're going to rip us off, and then you're
going to... Rip you off?
Yeah.
You said that you made all that shit. You don't need to pay us any money out of it.
No, that's not what I said at all. I talked about maybe at one point, because it's your skateboard company, we would split it 50-50, where Mole and I would split our end 50-50, but I don't see anything. It doesn't go through your fucking stupid website. That sucks, man. Oh, we can do that? I can start selling things to people with
wait,
our images?
Hey, you know what? Let's all sell stuff. Let's sell narcotics.
No, you can't really do that,
oh
Mole. Mole, you can't do that. You're talking about Big Three Pot or something
like
that?
Big Three Pills Pot.
I don't know if that's going to work.
We can make our own meth, like Breaking Bad's going out of business. We could be like those guys.
I don't think that's a good
shut
idea.
Shut up.
What are you yelling at him for?
Because he's talking about...
Yeah, well, you're stealing from the two of us. You're stealing from...
I'm not stealing from nobody.
I'm talking about manufacturing and distributing.
Were you going to give us a share of those?
Probably, most likely, yeah.
Most likely? I got to see your records. I don't even know how many you have.
You better not cook the books, because... My man Steinberger was
you know what?
Bomb.
It's none of your fucking business what I have and what I don't have of Scary Perry skateboards.
But
on, that's none of your
on,
fucking business.
But on Big Three shit, you want to
Big Three
you
wanna, shit.
You want to play
you
this?
I...
You want to play this way? Oh, I think I have a few things I could sell cutting you out. Oh, you want to play that
Mom,
way?
We've already you've
okay.
already discussed
never,
it with me.
Never, never have I ever threatened that ever. I've always told you no matter what. I may not use things because you're such a cocksucker and never sell anything, but I will do this. If we can open up and we can sell anything that we've taken before, I could sell video clips, cut you the fuck out. You want to play that,
me?
Perry?
What did I do?
I would split it with you, Mole.
Awesome.
You want to play that, Perry?
Show's over.
Show's not over.
Show ended. 10-year anniversary, no anniversary.
Really?
It's all fucked up. You destroyed everything.
Because you tried to rip us off?
I didn't try to rip off nobody.
You're a thief. Just like when you stole money out of my wallet.
Oh, money out of your
remember
wallet.
Remember when you took money out of my...
That was a joke, you
that
fucking moron!
That was a joke?
That was a fucking
that
joke,
was a
you
joke?
Retard!
I'm a retard?
I know that she's got cameras everywhere.
No, you didn't.
Like I didn't know that the cameras were on?
No, you
please.
Didn't.
Please!
Please!
You're so fucking stupid. And you think I'm so fucking stupid.
Kind of.
Kind of. God, you're a fucking dumbass.
Hey, by the way,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 cameras. Yeah, what is it? 7 or 9?
But this was a long time ago in my apartment, not here at this studio, the secret location in West Hollywood, California.
Yeah, and also, there was that time. There was that time that you stole all that money out of his wallet.
That's what I was talking
That's
about.
That's what
right
he's
there.
Talking about. Stupid.
Oh, so you admit it, Square Master?
You did just admit it. Good call, Mole.
Just saying.
Good call.
God damn. What did I just say to this guy? Didn't I say that was a long... Wait.
Yeah, you did it a long
say,
time ago.
Didn't
yeah,
I say, remember? One, that was a long time ago?
Yeah.
Two, there was
get
cameras
over
rolling
get
over.
Yeah, that
you
was
were
your...
Broke. You
that
constantly.
That was your excuse a while back when you were saying, yeah, oh, yeah, that was a long time ago. You should have forgot about it.
No, not
yes.
Not you should have forgot
you're
about
broke,
it.
You were broke. You needed a couple bucks.
He's insane. There's 3 motion cameras and 1 still camera. That's all.
33 motion cameras and 44 still cameras, right.
Oh, boy, you are on a... Hey, by the way, how'd your Javajo picnic go? You went there
it
last
week. It wasn't
a
picnic. It was an assembly.
Yeah, it must not have been a picnic.
Why?
Just because it might have been tough with all the... Just the emotions and the...
It was fantastic.
The pooper scoopers and the...
What?
The fights. Do you guys sniff each other when you greet?
What?
Oh, that's a good question, Mole. When you greet each other, let's say you see a fellow Javajo walking
do
down the street. Do you
smell
each
one,
other's
number
ass?
Number
each other's hindquarters?
Number one, we are... The faith, the religious faith that I believe in are called Jehovah's Witnesses.
I've heard of them,
number
too.
Number two, No, we don't sniff each other like dogs, okay? And I know the word God backwards is dog, so that's what you're doing, is trying to make us funny by calling Jehovah's Witnesses dogs.
I don't think he ever said that. So you can't even become a Jehovah Witness. You're not even really a Jehovah Witness, are
you? I'm not a baptized Jehovah's Witness, no, but I've been around the faith my entire life.
So you're not really even a Javajo.
You're not a Javajo Witness at all.
I'm thinking very serious about getting baptized within the next
one to two years.
What are you going to do to get baptized in Java? Oh, do they got to put that drop of stuff in the back of your neck once
a
month?
No,
they put a little chip in you.
No, you go in.
They put the chip so if anyone takes you, and also you, at the very least, you're getting deloused.
What the hell is deloused?
Yeah.
Hey, if you become
if
you become a Javajo, don't you have to cut your hair?
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to masturbate.
Okay.
You're going to live with that.
Yeah.
You're never ever going to make hand love on yourself again?
That'll be all gone. That'll be over with.
Really?
Really?
Really? And what happens if you do? You go automatically to hell if you do it one time?
And you're out in the doghouse.
You're in the doghouse. What happens? And can you? Wow, because, I mean, it's tough.
I'm seeking a wife.
Are you really?
Wait a second. Will you still be able to clean yourself? You know what I mean?
I don't even want to answer.
Where are you seeking? Where are you seeking a wife?
Through my religion, one.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just go to all the Javajos and you get
pick? I don't go to all the Jehovah Witness conventions or the meetings.
Are you looking for a purebred?
I'm not answering that because you're a sick fucking pig.
Why?
Well, you're talking about a life-changing thing.
I'm exactly talking about a life-changing thing.
We've been your best friends for the last 21 and a half years, I'd say. Over that.
Let me ask you something, Scaremaster. If you find a mate, you think you guys will immediately drop a litter or not?
I'm not looking for another baby. No way. One child is enough, and I'm not seeking another child.
But doesn't Javajo say you must put forth as many litters as you can? Go forth and make litters?
And not masturbate and cut your hair. Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm too old to have another child.
Really?
I mean, I'm not too old to have another baby.
You are as virile as you've ever been.
But I mean, I could have a child.
Oh, yeah, you could knock it out like that.
And bing, bang, boom. That's how you do it. But I'm not looking to have another baby, no.
Continue.
I have a 24-year-old on the 11th, which is our first night of this anniversary.
October 11th?
Yeah, my daughter will be 24, and then, of course, the 12th is when the movie first came out on Comedy Central.
Which movie?
Windy City Heat. What
All
do you
right.
mean, which movie? Our movie.
Well,
Three movie, City Heat.
We've done other projects.
Do you regret doing that movie?
It paid me money, so no.
Were you happy about it?
Yeah,
happy
I was happy.
You got some.
I was happy I got paid.
You also got paid.
But I wasn't happy that I wasn't getting my residuals.
There was no such thing.
The contract said there was.
Okay. Well,
you know what residuals are?
Yeah.
What are they?
You make a pay. They pay you money when the movie shows on TV or yeah, when it shows on TV over and over and over again, and they pay you money.
I don't believe that's exactly right. Can you explain it, Mo?
First off, they're called religies.
What?
And also, I'm pretty sure. And also, they have to play it over and over for you to get those.
Because they have to get advertising dollars.
And they actually have to play it, and they only show the movie like 3 times on Comedy Central.
Right. So when you say all this stuff about all this money that was made, there was no money made. Trust me.
It wasn't played. It wasn't released. It wasn't released on Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
No. And somebody put in your head because they saw that. I've told you this before.
I know.
That look at the history. Who was the guy that did the Eddie Murphy movie that made all the Beverly? What was it?
Beverly Hills Cop?
Was it Beverly Hills Cop? Art Buchwald. He finally won a case. Most times, these movie companies, they hide any profit at all. And we had 12.5% of the profit from this movie. That movie
sucks.
That movie has been written in red since it came out. There was no profit. There was a loss there. That's what their books will show. So when you continue to say your residual checks, this is what really pisses me off. Is someone mentioning that to you again?
No.
Look me in the eye.
No.
Okay, no. Because Perry, it would be really stupid to fuck things up with your stupidity right now. We are 2 weeks from the biggest show. Now,
yeah, but it would also kind of be classic.
No, it wouldn't be classic at all.
It would be typical.
It would be typical is the word. Here's the deal, Perry. I will tell you this. What we have coming up, if for those of you that don't know, on October 11th, we start our Windy Weekend.
We are doing that, right?
Absolutely.
You got it.
That is 2 weeks from today.
I hear you.
Now, on Friday night at the World Famous Comedy Store, we're going to have a live podcast, and there may be a big surprise in that live podcast. We're going to do that. We're going to do an entire podcast. There's only 420 seats. As of this point right now, we still have some seats left, but you'd better get them because they are selling really quick. Then on Saturday, we're going to a 700-seat movie theater called The Arc. And
The Arc or The Arc Light?
Arc.
Where's that located?
I believe it's on La Brea near Melrose.
Is that what it is?
Yes. And what we're going to do is we're going to show the movie Windy City Heat. After that movie, we are going to have Jimmy Kimmel, the guy from, not Jimmy Fallon, but Jimmy Kimmel. Is that the name of the show?
Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Jimmy Kimmel Live.
He go in that show?
Yeah, he's the one that go in that show. He is going to host the question and answer portion of that. And I think either next weekend or this weekend, the last Breaking Bad, he's hosting a Q&A
for that one. Yeah.
Wow, so he's Mr. Q&A in this town.
Jeez.
But he's doing it for our show. Then after that, and
yeah,
this is
the 1 week he does the finale of Breaking Bad with the cast and creators and writers of Breaking Bad. And then the next week he does
Windy City Heat.
With the big three, yeah. And also Bobcat Goldthwait will be there.
Cool.
For Q's and A's. And Mole came up with a great idea. Now,
we should all go grab some food right now?
That wasn't exactly the idea I was talking about. You'd come up with an idea last week, and I think it's a good one. To the movie theater, when you come to see Windy City Heat, you should dress as your favorite Windy City Heat character.
Oh, yeah.
Or your favorite Big Three podcast character. And what we're going to do, and this is the exciting part, the two people that win best costume are going to get to go to the chili cook-off the next day at Perry's apartment.
Wow, they win a VIP ticket?
No, here's the problem.
Whoa, hold on a second. Wait a second. So they win a VIP ticket. Let me ask you, you said two people win it?
Well, I think, yeah, two people.
Like one dressed as Windy City and one dressed as Big Three? Or it could be any.
It could be anything that happens there. The best two characters, the best two, and we may even bring you up to see if you can do the character.
Well, we're gonna have to have the thing at the end of the movie. Maybe during the Q&A, we'll have the big
maybe at the conference. Right at the end of Q&A or something. Whoa. Like that.
All right, I brought this up last week.
All right, let me finish this so it's not confusing.
You first.
We really can't give them a $500 VIP ticket because that'll be Saturday night, and they're already in the movie, and they've already seen, or it's at least over, the Big Three podcast at the Comedy Store. So what they
will also, as VIPs, they will also be able to get into the after party.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the after party. You're right.
After the party, it's the Waffle House.
The Waffle House.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't be so confusing.
This is Jermaine Dupri.
Okay, anyway, the point is that you're going to get a chance to go to the after party. You're going to get a chance to go the next day to Perry's Chili Cook-Off the next day at his apartment. And this is where we will have three different types of chili. And because Perry told his manager that we may have this, we're not allowed to go in the courtyard now. So it's everybody in Perry's apartment.
I'm working on that.
Okay,
I'm
you're not. Nick is working on it.
Nick's not out here yet.
Okay, don't.
Nick will talk to Tom, my new manager.
Do me a favor. You don't handle it. Let Nick handle it. You were told not to say anything to him before, and you fucked up.
And if all of a sudden Tom sees like 20, 30 people out by the pool with bowls of chili, he's going to fucking go through the roof.
If they paid $500
each, I don't give a shit. Who,
how much that is.
Okay, well, if that happens, they're all in your apartment then. We can't go back on this. We've been pushing it. Your stupidity fucked it up.
My stupidity didn't fuck nothing
Yes, it did.
How much is 500 plus dipshits? Dipshits.
Minus two people who are dressed in the best costumes.
Shut your fucking mouth now. Now.
Can I talk? Can I talk? Can I talk? Can I talk?
Well, let me.
Can I know? I want to say something to you.
I want to say something to
you. I want to say something before you say something first.
No,
let me listen to Mole, and then I'll say something before you say something first.
Shut up!
Please stop! Please stop screaming!
I'm not going to shut my fucking mouth.
Stop! I want to hear what Mole has to say.
Mary Jane, what's going on with you over there?
It's really loud.
Okay, what I was trying to say to you, Perry, is this. I told you, do not talk to your manager. Because you know what? If you approach somebody and you've got a couple bucks in your hand, they're going to shut their fucking mouth. Now, you decided to fucking do what I told you not to. And so now, shut up. So now, if we can't get out there and have people around the pool with chili in their hands, it's all going to be in your apartment. Not a big deal. We've cut it down from 150. We know we can't have that many people there now. So it's going to be the people that buy the VIP tickets.
It's the creme de la creme of WCH and Big Three podcast fans.
Right. And it's just going to be the good people.
Not really. It's just the guys who are going to pony up enough dough.
It, right.
And who have great costumes.
Right. Or have great costumes. That's another option. So that, and by the way, here's the thing that I thought was kind of a throwaway thing. I thought, oh, it'll never work. But you know what? I think it worked a lot better than I thought originally. We've gotten so many requests for this. Last week on the show, we mentioned Perry in a poster that they could buy.
Yeah, Tom was talking to me about that.
Okay, well, shut the fuck up. I'm talking.
Go ahead.
And so what has been decided is that what we do is we take a picture of you. Instead of in the Mark Spitz very famous pose from the 70s with his hands on his hips. Now, Mark Spitz had 7 gold medals around his neck and was wearing a bikini. Here's the little twist, and this is what people love. First of all, they would love Mole and I behind your shoulder, kind of looking over your shoulder.
Okay.
All right. But what they'd love, instead of you wearing a bikini, instead of you wearing 7 gold medals, you wear the neck brace. And your fanny pack, and underneath you're completely nude. So your fanny pack is blocked.
No.
What do you mean?
No nudity.
Okay, no, nobody's going to show
you. You got the North Face.
All right, Perry.
No nudity.
Perry.
It won't happen.
Stop. Two things. Number one, you've already done it. Because one time we took a picture of you with your pants down with the fanny pack in front of it. That is bigger than a bikini. Your fanny pack hides more than a bikini would. It's going to work. We can't have nudity. You're right. There's going to be no balls. There's going to be no pubic hairs. It's just going to be your fanny pack and a neck brace. And we're going to make it into a poster. And I think if everything works out okay, we're going to have this where you can buy it at the big show on the Windy Weekend. What do you think about that?
First off, where is that picture going to be taken?
Okay, what we'll do is we'll figure out a place for it to be taken.
And, yeah, because... Yeah, I don't want to do this nude stuff anymore.
Okay, we're not doing nude stuff, Perry. Perry, listen to me. Please listen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to cut this out of the show. And I just want to be honest with you. We need something to sell. This is the best thing ever. Because it's one of the most famous, listen to me, besides the Farrah Fawcett poster of the 70s and the Cheryl Teagues, this Mark Spitz poster was the third most famous poster ever. Now,
how about me wearing the diaper?
No.
Oh, wait a second.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay, that's good, but think, what is
well, let me ask you, I know the fanny pack is more famous than that, but what about this? What if he wears the diaper and then has the fanny pack on above it?
No.
Okay. All right. That's a good idea. But here's my thought. He is so famous because of the fanny pack, And we are
used to be a diaper, now it's fanny pack.
Right,
it is weird, scary man. You've had like you've had all these different things around your crotch.
We're not going to record this for the show, so we don't have to go that deep into it.
You could actually.
Okay, but listen, just in the matter of this, what I was looking at, because also sex sells, and it is kind of a sexy thing knowing that you're not, you have nothing underneath the fanny pack. I give you my word of honor, because we couldn't sell it if it had your dick or your pubic hairs. But the fact that you're just wearing the fanny pack and they can see on the sides there's nothing there, that's sexy. And sex sells. And to have you, instead of the 7 gold medals, you have the neck brace.
The neck brace.
Picture.
Yeah, right here. Look at this. This is exactly how you would pose. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm just saying. It's a very...
It was a long time ago.
It's a very...
Stillman's been seen better days.
Right. So you'll just do that.
My touch.
So,
you know, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Maybe I will do that pose.
You are? You're going to do that? You're going to dress up like with a lady?
No, it's like Mark Spitz of the 72 Olympics.
Mark Spitz. Oh, you know what you should do, dude? You should put on that wig. And that, remember when your cousins used to dress you up like a little girl?
Okay.
And then put the wig
on. Yeah, when I was 5 years old.
Yeah, but you got into it. That's where you started getting...
Got into what?
Into the lady stuff. Just got like into a lady. What?
Were you there? No.
No, but we imagined it in mole play, and it was a pretty good depiction of what it really probably good. Was. A
lot of people like that.
Stupid. It was. We held a mirror up to the past, dude. It was like Looper.
It really was.
Okay. Whatever.
You know.
I want to. Can I bring something up real quick?
So, okay, what is it?
Okay. That weekend of October 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th.
I'm out of town,
the
too.
The 11th is the
National
30th.
League.
Would you shut up? Is the 30th?
It is the National League Championship.
Shut up the fucking mouth!
Is that when it starts?
Piece of shit.
The game one.
Look,
and two.
Does it really?
Look,
game one.
That weekend is my anniversary. Is the 30-year anniversary?
Game two is Saturday.
Wow!
And game
shut
three
your
is
mouth.
Dodge
now
Stadium.
Friday night.
I don't know if game two is going to be a day game.
Friday night when we do the show at the Comedy Store is also the night when I have Class of '83 has their 30-year anniversary. Of high
Windy
my
City.
High school.
Who does?
My high school reunion.
Where's that? I think Paris talking about
it. It's on the same night of my daughter's birthday, October 11th.
Which okay? Friday?
So, since we're going to be all at the Comedy Store, I was also thinking of having one of my classmates on my cell phone at the Comedy Store so we have the 30-year anniversary, or yeah, the 30-year class reunion.
I don't know
class
what the fuck you're talking about.
Listen
we're only concerned about the 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat.
But it's together.
Who is this person going to be?
It's either going to be Joe or it might be
and what are they
going to
say? What are they going to say?
Hey, Perry, how you doing, man? How you doing? You still going crazy, man? I tell you what, Perry was the craziest guy ever, man. It's like
because
that.
Because I was in that class of 83.
Okay.
How about this one? Like, hey, Perry, I used to hang out in Palm Springs. We would cut our short shorts off. We would cruise up and down the strip looking for all the dudes and talents trying to make up a quick $6.
Shut up, you flaming faggot.
Okay, what are they going to bring to the show? Entertainment-wise.
I don't
Can
know.
Can they juggle fire sticks?
They're not going to bring anything
okay.
to it. We have a full show, Perry.
All right.
And to take any time away from entertaining people would be terrible.
Tom will be at the
You know what we should do? We'll give him a call backstage before the show and get a pep talk out of him.
Yeah, maybe we can do that
backstage. There we go. There we go.
Because what we are doing is this. We are recording everything that happens throughout the entire weekend. And we're going to do a podcast with all that.
So I'll call either Jill or Rose.
Yeah, maybe
these guys aren't Javajos, though, right? Joe's not a Javajo.
Jill is a friend of mine.
But what's Jill look like?
Not a Jehovah's Witness. No.
What's Jill look like?
She's kind of heavy set. She was a fun kid back when we were
nice pussy hair.
I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah, can I ask her?
Oh God, she's married.
Doesn't matter. Oh, so she doesn't have any pubic hairs because she's married.
Of course she's got.
All right, that's all I want to ask.
Okay,
I'm into that. She have a hairy pussy. That's all I want to ask. What would you like to ask, Joe?
It's a legitimate question. I might have been the same thing.
I'm not going to answer that, even though.
Okay, we'll have Jill answer it.
I'll let her answer.
Okay, great.
Perry said she's a married woman, and then he just said he's been there.
Oh,
yeah, I was there before she got married.
Oh,
okay.
What a fucking asshole, man. You know, I would like to find out.
That's probably offensive to her husband if he's listening tonight.
You know,
anyway,
I would like to ask you something, Perry, because William Randolph Hearst the third has been getting in contact with me, talking about the fight.
I'm telling you something. Vegas is loving Billy Hearst right now.
I just want to make sure that you're both on the same page, because I know that William Randolph Hearst, he has broke his C2 twice.
Exactly what I did.
He has the C4, C5, and C6 replaced.
That's my neck, not his.
Okay, I'm telling you, that's exactly
that's what, my neck.
No, that's exactly what he has. You're the only person in the world that has neck problems?
No, I broke
okay,
C2 twice.
Okay, that's what he did.
79 and
so that's four, right? C2 twice is C4.
No, I don't think it's multiplication.
Plastic explosives. Whoa. What's going on, Skimmers? Are you a terrorist?
Shut up.
Okay, so anyway, you're both on even playing grounds. You both have exactly the same injury. Now, he keeps calling about the fight. And I'll tell you the God's honest truth. I think he thinks you're a coward.
I'm a coward?
He thinks you're chickening out, yes.
I don't want to kill the guy. Because I know I will if it goes that far.
Okay.
Now, where's the fight going to happen? Where's the fight going to happen?
If it's going to happen anywhere in my hood, it's going to happen at the gym down the street from me.
He wants to do it like
it
Fight
can't
Club.
Be done. It cannot
you have a basement?
Be done in my building.
Why?
Cannot. Why?
You have
why?
A sewer system near you? Maybe you guys can do it in the sewer system.
Maybe we do it on the front lawn with the circle of VIPs.
It's not a bad idea.
It can't be done at my building.
Okay, we'll go to a neighbor.
I am not
we'll go
getting
to a neighbor.
Thrown out of my complex.
Did you just hear?
I know where to
did
do
you
it.
Just hear what I said?
I
we
Denny's.
Go to the next door.
The Denny's
parking lot.
Denny's parking lot.
It's not a bad
we'll
idea.
We'll go to jail if we fucking have a fight
we'll
in the
fine.
Denny's parking
fights
lot.
Fights are okay. They're legal. They're sanctioned.
Oh, my God. You're a fucking asshole.
It's not.
The
what,
gym
how,
down the
how
block.
How does that make him a fucking
on
asshole?
On Reseda and Hart.
Okay, is it a boxing gym?
Yeah, it's a boxing gym. Where check William out. Randolph Hearst taped the time when he was in there hitting the bag.
He did mention in a phone message you left me that would be an idea. You want to hear the phone message?
Go ahead.
Why don't we play that and we'll think about maybe having it over there.
Hey, Perry. It's William Randolph Hearst. I'm just rolling into St. Bart's right now in a one-prop plane. I think that the American government sells a lot of their one-prop planes to these Mediterranean and tropical countries all over the equator. And I got to admit, I'm a little bit scared because if this prop goes down, we're going down. But every time you ride a jet plane in the States, small jet, you know you're safe. Anyway, the point is, it's okay to be scared. And I get the feeling you think that we're going to have some sort of cage match to the death. You got to think of this more as cricket. We're playing a game, a sport, and I'm going to be kicking you. You're going to be kicking me. If I lose, then I shake your hand at the end and say, well done. And if I win, then you shake my hand at the end and say, well done. This is what the Hearst legacy is all about. This is what America is all about. This is why, you know, we arguably built this country. I mean, entrepreneurs like us, the Rockefellers, we made this place what it is. And a lot of it was not letting someone fuck you over for $50. So it might seem small to you, the $50, but I'm going to get it back, and I'm going to get it back in bruises. Goodbye. Looking forward to the fight. And
you're going
to get
it
back.
By the way,
it doesn't have to happen in your house, or in your fucking apartment or anything. It's happened in the ring. There's a boxing ring, what, a quarter of a mile from your house?
That's where it's going to be.
You're not talking to a person on the phone.
Sorry.
Okay. He makes a lot of legitimate points.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll be able to film at the boxing place because they're probably going to charge you to have a film there. And then that's going to come out of the top of the thing. Wouldn't you rather that money go in your pocket, Scaremaster?
We cannot fight at my complex.
All right, so we'll find somewhere else to fight.
Can I just say one thing?
It's got to be.
The reason to be perfect at your place. And if we could convince your manager, see, I think that there might be like,
and now
just listen, you could use the pool, like somebody could throw somebody in the pool.
Yeah, like an action movie.
Take patio furniture, break it over the other opponent's head
or
something like
that. Brand new patio furniture?
I didn't know it was new.
Brand fucking new patio furniture?
I'm just throwing out ideas.
Look, my apartment is going from shit to high class. The company that took over my
Compound.
The company. Shut up. There's going to be complete
silence.
Let me ask
you one question.
What's the matter?
I'm not talking anymore because that motherfucker won't fucking shut his mouth.
Is your apartment going to be cleaned up?
I'm not answering anymore. I'm not.
All right. Hold on. Everybody stop. Here's what we'll do. Both you guys, stop this. This is silly. We're trying to promote a show. Now, I'm going to talk to you guys. I want you to hear this next song. This is Rucka Rucka is going to be performing live.
Rucka Rucka Ali.
Rucka Rucka Ali.
Oh, my God. He's my favorite Rucka Rucka.
And he has a new song. So why don't we listen to the new song? I'll talk to the both of you. And when we come back from the song, maybe all this will be straightened out. If you would, this is Rucka Rucka's new song.
Day.
How far back?
Way back.
2003.
A new movie came on TV.
About a sports PI
who just wants to find
a stolen fridge.
Perry was a kid with a dream
and a fake disability scheme.
Perry fucked up the audition real hard,
so they gave him some part Carson Daly didn't want.
John Quincy Adams was only on the phone, but Perry got a boner on the set of Oklahoma's.
Perry Caravello cooked some shits.
What if that double fucked his bitch?
Chilling with the guys munching on Spanish fry.
While Perry calls another fucking day in paradise.
Why was the red band even there?
What did Perry make them miss the premiere?
Some questions remain from the last 10 years,
but one thing stays real motherfucking clear.
Perry knocked over the table. I saw it on basic cable. Perry knocked over the table. Perry's not really disabled. Perry knocked over the table. Perry hangs out at the Rainbow. Perry's a fucking dago.
Perry never denied being gay, though.
Perry sued Mole, Don Kimmel, and Bobcat.
Daddy damn near ruined the podcast.
Perry, I got you a contract.
Says suck my dick and lick my nutsack.
Bitch,
sign here while I come on your tits.
Cause I'm fucking your bitch right in front of your kids.
The contract signed, you belong to me now.
You can run it by Saul Steinberger with Greenbaum.
Yo, Perry, don't try to fuck with me.
Your real name's Kyle, the handjob dickie.
You can't get chicks, so you stick in your dick
inside Wolfie's mouth.
Get off me, sick!
You worship a dog that created the AIDS.
When I see you in the street, I'ma break all your legs.
Try to fight back with the Javajo curse.
I beat your ass worse than William Randolph Hearst.
Perry knocked over the table. I saw it on basic cable. Perry knocked over the table. Perry's not really disabled. Perry knocked over the table. Perry hangs out at the Rainbow. Perry's a fucking dago.
Perry never denied being gay, though.
How the fuck do you expect me to get this part?
Breaks in this door, breaks in this door. If you could get me some crap or some poop.
When it's good, it's good.
The best acting out there is real stuff.
It's coming,
yeah, just like an orgasm is coming.
Sticks and stones will break some bones.
Pissing me off, man, it's pissing me off.
I'm a fag. Cocksuckers.
Perry knocked over the table. I saw it on basic cable. Perry knocked over the table. Perry's not really disabled. Perry knocked over the table. Perry hangs out at the Rainbow. Perry's a fucking dago.
Perry never denied being gay, though.
You know, it's Gear Master. That song was great and said a lot of true things. But also, can I tell you something? I don't want us to fight, okay?
Stop talking while I'm speaking then. When I talk...
Okay, don't talk right now. I'm trying to say something. I'm trying to introduce our $10 shout out. Even though I'm still disappointed. Last week I proved that you owe me all your $10 shout outs. And you It doesn't matter. You can
no,
make a bet.
No, it does matter. It fucking does matter, motherfucker! You want to have a party in my house? Fuck you, you cocksucker! I get my goddamn $10 shoutouts, you fucking pile of shit!
What? I couldn't hear you.
He brings up some interesting points, Dan. Really
there's don't. Not going to be a party at my house if you want to fucking Jew me and rip me off for $10 shoutouts, you fucking cocksucker!
Okay, let me ask you this. So you can make a bet, and then
a
when you
bet
last week we played
a little anti-Semitic.
There's no betting. You're a fucking businessman.
You
I'm
lost
your fucking
a bet,
business partner. I didn't lose shit.
You made a bet and you lost. But I didn't say I'm going to take your $10 shout.
You, I'm going to tell you, no more $10 shoutouts for you.
You lost a bet. I could actually hold you to it.
I lost. I always lose a bet because I'm betting against you.
Well, he's very lucky.
The
he's good. He's good
crook.
At betting.
Cincinnati kid.
The goddamn crook.
They call him Cincinnati kid.
Even though I have nothing to do with
the
that.
The riverboat man, madman. That's you.
Oh, I like the man, like Jamaican. You're like the riverboat man.
Hey, man.
What was the thing?
There's not going to be a party at my house.
Creepy eyes. Who's the guy with the eyes?
If they keep ripping me off with my $10 shout out money, there's no party at my house.
I'll bet
there
will.
See you guys.
I bet there will, man. There'll be a party there, man. I'll bet you there will. Perry, so you can just rip people off?
Rip people off?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Dude, do you know what I go through in fucking life?
Yeah.
I barely live on anything.
Yeah.
I have no fucking money after my bills are paid.
Right.
And you don't give a flying fuck.
You're a
rich motherfucker that works for another rich motherfucker. Mamma mia.
Screw face.
What the fuck do I do?
You're a screw face, man.
Hey, man, who are you talking about,
I'm talking about the guy in the Steven Seagal movie. Screw face, man. He'll mess you up, man.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Scare Master, are you crying?
No, I'm not crying.
You look like you're crying.
You look like a
go
little
fuck
bitch.
Yourself.
You look like you're crying. Anyway.
Hey, Dan, how can people get in touch with us?
Well, I was trying to do that, but then somebody acted like they got up on the wrong side of the bed today. It's time once again where you get a chance to say what's on your mind, the fan at home, because it's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, our $10 shout out is where you, the person at home, you get a chance to write down what's on your mind. Let's say you're having a problem with Perry. Let's say you're having a problem with Mole. Let's say you're having a problem with me. I don't know how that could possibly happen, but let's say. Or you just want to say something positive. You can write it down. Write it in a paragraph, maybe two at the most. Send it to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153. Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, that's no checks, no money orders. That's straight cash,
it's
homie.
It's straight cash, homie, now?
Straight cash, homie.
Always been straight cash. Stupid.
I didn't know that.
Why do you got to call people stupid?
Because he's an asshole.
What did I do?
What did he do?
You always open. Every time I start talking, you start opening up your fucking mouth.
You said always.
Shut up now.
You said always.
And you're now being fucking polite.
So it's not always. Take back all.
Was always.
No, it wasn't always. There's been many a
time. Oh, shut up, you.
You can listen to all these podcasts that we've done, and there's been plenty of times he has not talked over you. So take back the word always. Say sometimes you talk over me.
99.9% of the
no,
time.
No, that's
you
not
talk
true.
Right in front of
no, that's
right
not
when
true.
When I start talking, he starts talking.
That's
right
not true.
Right now, he's being a gentleman and not saying a fucking word.
How does that make him a gentleman?
Because he's not opening his mouth while I'm speaking.
Are you not talking now, Mole? Mole, are you not talking?
I'm dying.
Okay, good. And that was quite a song by Rucka Rucka. And again,
what did you think of it, Scare Master?
Perry, I don't even know the song.
Perry knocked over the table.
All right, listen, let's read some shout-outs, dude.
All right, okay, let's see. What do you got in your hand?
I was told to handwrite for you.
Okay, that's not for me. Okay, that's not for me. Just put it down. It's a separate thing, and I told you to write a couple pages. That's for a
couple pages.
Yeah, it's for an online magazine.
I was told only.
I know that was not told to you. Okay, shut up.
Oh,
you're talking over me now. Dear Big Three, I'd like to address something that happened on September 13th's episode, Blowing Smoke. Mole asked Perry if his girlfriend from the Bow had met his deceased parents yet. I found that exceptionally distasteful. Mole, there's no excuse for what you said. You're a funny and creative guy who the fans love and who've come to expect more for you than that. It was a cheap shock value, and we all know it. I disagree. You clearly know that your best friend's parents are no longer living, even though us fans are aware. We may not read this. Should I just cut this one off?
No, keep going.
Read it.
You clearly knew that one of your best friend's parents was no longer living. Even us fans are aware of the fact that Cookie succumbed to AIDS some time ago.
Too soon. Too soon.
Cookie was something special. And Perry's mother was... I can't read this. I can't read this.
Too painful. Can I read it? Because I brought this on us. I brought this shame upon us with my insensitive actions. And I deserve to have this lesson. You clearly knew your best friend's parents were no longer living. Even us fans are aware of the fact that Cookie succumbed to AIDS some time ago and that Perry's mother was raped to death by an auto mechanic. No. I don't think that. No. No, that was... He's mixing metaphors.
I know.
Not cool. Not cool.
Not cool at all. Of course not.
Yeah, that is not cool at all. And very painful. I think, you know, he's confused by the two things. When he says your mother was raped to death by an auto mechanic, those are two separate things. I'm sorry. Let's try that again. Let's kill that out. Because that's just... How about this? Let me try that whole thing again. Okay, you know what? I want to read this because I brought this on us. You clearly knew that your best friend's parents were no longer living. Even us fans are aware of the fact that Cookie succumbed to AIDS some time ago. Never. And that Perry's mother was raped to death by an auto mechanic. No, he's confused.
Did not happen.
That was not. It was a separate incident.
I know.
You got it.
Why does the name Frank Sinatra keep coming up when I think of that?
What's next? Mocking how much Perry's daughter hates and is embarrassed by him? Oh. Or how about the fact that all of Perry's friends and girlfriends will only associate him when they can take advantage of him? In the future, please be more sensitive. I'd like to apologize if this letter was a little harsh. Let me clarify that Mole and I are still cool. What are you doing, Tommy Simpson?
Well, you know,
he
makes an excellent
point. He brings up some hard points, but he's confused. Scaremaster, if you want
very
to straighten him
stupid.
Out. Yeah, but straighten him out.
He doesn't know shit.
Yeah. It's very sad.
My dad never had AIDS. My dad
okay. He had no eyes, though. My dad had
diabetes, okay?
I thought you bought him new eyes. So at one point he had bad
eyes.
You
can't spell AIDS without eyes, no, though, Scaremaster.
Attention, Big Three. Male models wanted for artistic sketching in the Reseda area. I've been living in the Reseda area in California for years and would love to extend an invitation to Perry to participate in some fun activities.
How much?
Well, should I read on?
Go ahead.
We're interested in having Mr. Caraf... They spelt your name wrong here. Caravello with an O-W. That's not O-W. We're interested in having Mr. Caravello pose as a muse due to the supermodel blood in his family. Wow.
Talking about Antonio Corsi.
Yeah. Wow, so they must know you.
Mm-hmm. Boy, anyone knows Corsi. I mean, they follow the lineage. It's like the grandson of Secretary.
Years.
I know, but you still have that model blood. You know what I mean?
And Antonio Corsi's hair and my hair are so much alike.
Of course.
Right.
Moving
go ahead and read that, please.
Payment will be provided in the form of Hair Club for Men subscriptions and as many gift certificates promised by local businessmen such as IHOP, Denny's, and Whole Foods.
Hair Club for Men I would not go to because I have a specific hairstylist that I've seen since 1991, and I'm not going to leave her.
You do not want to.
I will
listen,
not leave.
As Bobcat would say, you don't put your foot through a Picasso.
I'm not going to see another hairstylist other than Sheila. Sheila Falcone has been the best ever since I left her once before.
When did you leave Sheila Falcone?
I don't remember what
you guys
year,
got into a little thing. Guys got into a fight.
No, we didn't get into a little fight. I just wanted to save some money by seeing somebody less expensive.
So you start cutting your own, you started burning.
And then I went back to, and they fucked my hair up.
What's good for the goose is always good for the gander. Oh, Sheila.
Sheila's the best, and I won't leave her again.
The pose we've decided on sketching of the Scaremaster will be of the human flower pose. We'll cover his body with 100% organic manure shit to resemble a dirt in a flower pot.
Sorry.
Do you want me to end it, or do you want me to read the
whole
thing?
Read it, but I'm not going to do this pose.
Then why? Well, how do you know?
What? You want me to fucking sit and fucking shit again?
What?
No.
What if they said you're paying you $5
billion? Billion dollars?
Billion dollars.
Maybe.
Okay. Then Perry will bend over and grab his ankles and have a dozen lovely, elegantly placed flowers inserted in his anus.
No, thank you.
Why do you mind? They'll take the thorns off, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you're really not giving these guys a chance.
Read the card.
Perry will need to hold this pose for hours, so we'll be feeding him Italian meatball sandwiches while we squirt him with a bottle of olive oil to keep him and the organic shit well glistened. We're planning to hang an American flag in the background to complete the masterpiece. Perry, are you okay with the American fag behind you?
The American fag?
Well, it does say that. They may have made a mistake.
Sorry, but there's not going to be any fucking guys behind me. No, thank you.
I think he might have screwed it up because at one point it says flag with an L, then the next. He might have just forgot to put the letter in
there. No, he wants to fuck me in the ass.
Well, let me read on. This will create many job opportunities for Perry if he is professional and cooperates. We look forward to capturing the essence of Mr. Caravello's soul through the magic of ink. Excuse me. Artsy fartsy, Freddy Poofter.
It ain't gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. So that will not happen, you say.
That's right.
You shouldn't even just try to find out how much you're gonna get paid for that?
How much is the offer for?
I didn't say.
Because it's not gonna happen.
Well, I don't
know.
If there's no
dollar amount thrown in front of me, it's not gonna happen.
Well.
And also, you know, wanting to become a baptized Jehovah's Witness too. And all this immoral garbage, you know, I just want out.
I agree with you. I want out.
Perry, I do kind of like the idea of you finding a wife, but is there going to be anything in the prenup about how to cook spaghetti?
Yeah, you were pretty tough on your former wife.
Please.
Hello, Big Three. My name is Frederick Fitzlater, and I like to consider myself a legal scholar. I was troubled to your community activist, Perry Caravello. I think it's Caramello. Claimed that 21 years ago, RC raped him. I have two questions. For Perry, and would like the first one answered before the second is read. One, given your litigious nature, why did you never sue him for rape?
I was so
kind of still into it.
Oh God.
You had.
I was so fucking confused.
Yeah, about your sexuality. So it's okay.
No, I understand.
We understand. Let's go number two. Would you be interested in letting me represent you in a lawsuit against him? Now, technically, there are some roadblocks in this case, but I think we could still win some money, he says. Listen to him. I've been doing some research on this and have learned that asking someone in the workplace to do sexual acts in order to keep a job is considered sexual harassment, not rape. But let's not let facts get in the way. Secondly, the statute of limitations has run out in this case. But again, we shouldn't worry about that. The great thing about frivolous lawsuits is that if you can inconvenience the other party enough, you can get them to do a monetary settlement rather than take the time and money to go to court and win. Now, before you make your decision, please consider that Dan and Mo will no longer want to work with you if you keep suing people. So, what's your decision? Try to milk Randy till he's bone dry for monetary sense. Or would you like to continue your career in the entertainment industry as a rising superstar with the Big Three? Sincerely, Frederick Fitzlater, legal scholar. P.S. If Perry declines my offer, please ask Wolfie if he'd be interested in suing Dickie Baird for emotional damages for not being his friend.
Hey, that'd be a great idea.
Well, come on, Wolfie, so Scaremaster, do you want to quit the Big Three?
Why would I quit the Big Three? We've got way so much going on. So, no, I'm not quitting the Big Three.
All right. Big Three! Okay, what are you doing, Mole?
Go sit back down, please.
What were you doing there, Mole?
Trying to shake his hand.
Well, he wouldn't shake your hand?
Nope. No, I wanted to just fist bump him.
You wanted to what?
Just give you a fist bump.
Oh, gross, dude.
Oh, that is gross. All right, here, let me read on. Here's another $10 shout-out. Perry, I am reaching out to you as a man of God. I want to break you free of your horrible downward spiral, scamming the government, giving BJs for SAG vouchers, and threatening beautiful women like Mary Jane is no way to live.
Who the fuck writes this shit? Because, no, I didn't.
They'll probably say at the end of the letter who it is.
Do you want me to skip down to the end?
Read on.
Fortunately, I have a solution. The first thing we must do is give your life purpose. And I believe that the job that utilizes your unique talents and interests would be a great start. At our church, every month we have a Christian Shih Tzu Dog Breeding Association gather and use our facilities to conduct breeding procedures. However, why are you saying this?
Go on, because it's fucking...
So you're talking over me, continuing to say it's stupid.
Go on, read it on.
However, the process is not easy, and to ensure female egg is fertilized, the CSTBD uses artificial insemination. This is where you come in, Perry. You will bring the dog into the back room, say a quick prayer, and using your hands, stimulate the dog to the point of ejaculation.
Disgusting.
Why?
That's gross.
I think it's nature.
That's not nature. You're jacking off a fucking dog.
Well, but this is to create birth.
You're not creating birth by jacking off a fucking dog.
Do you think that the little puppies come from a stork? No, you have to use the
one dog makes love to the other dog.
Well, what happens if they don't like each other, but you want to breed them? This is the way they do it. From what I understand, I guess.
Whatever.
Is what they're saying.
It's fucking...
Do you want me to read on?
Read on.
Please remember that the specimen is valuable, and there is not the semen of a casting agent that can be gathered in the Kleenex and discarded in the trash can. Also, please keep in mind there won't be any SAG vouchers distributed.
You know what? The SAG voucher bullshit. Look, all you knew, that is long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it doesn't hardly ever happen at all anymore.
No, exactly.
Let me finish what I'm saying, because
I've been a member of SAG since 96.
The
SAG voucher bullshit.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you pay your SAG dues for so long?
Oh.
Because I get a monthly payment from
okay, let me go on. How much money do you make?
None of your fucking business how much money I...
From SAG.
What?
How much money do you make from SAG?
I don't make any money from SAG.
Yet you pay the dues. And how much do you pay for your dues?
I pay the minimum.
How much is that?
I don't remember.
It's SAG after now.
Right. Yep.
Did you vote for that?
May I read on?
Go on.
However, we do pay up to $40 per dog.
Scaremaster.
That's
how good
money.
No, to that?
No. No.
All right. Before you say no completely, let's say that you jerk off 10 dogs
no!
a day.
No! Fucking $400.
It's like milking the
rainforest. If it's $4 billion, no fucking way.
This is in the movie when we got to him jerking off.
It's a dog. I'm not touching a dog like that. You crazy?
What kind of dog are you touching?
I'm not touching no dog like that.
Oh, because the Javos can't masturbate, and it's a dog god. It's like it'd be a double sin. I get it, Scaremaster.
Oh my god. Yeah,
it is somewhat confusing. But think about this. Jerk off 10 dogs a day. How long does it take you to jerk off a dog? I don't know. How fast does a dog
come?
You're
disgusting.
Before you say I'm disgusting, let's think about numbers here. How long does it take to jerk off a dog before it'll come?
Well, you know, common science tells you that it's got to be, I don't know, a good 50 hours.
To jerk off a dog?
I don't know.
I would probably say, let's say it takes a couple minutes to get the dog hard, get the little red magic marker out and jerk that off.
That's wolfy.
Well, officially, I'm not a dog. I'm a wolf. But I guess wolves and dogs would take about the same amount of time. But like humans, I guess it's about how turned on you are.
Let's say that you get 10 people a day. You work 5 days a week. That's $400 a day, 5 days a week.
Never
happened.
That's
$2,000 a week.
That is
straight cash, homie.
Straight cash. And all you got to do is jerk off 10 dogs a day.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I'm looking
at... Are you out of your fucking mind?
I'm looking at numbers.
I'm looking at disgust. I'm looking at immorality. I'm looking at totally against God's purpose in life.
That's
I'm looking at this. That's disobeying.
You might mean my job site.
That's disobeying my religious beliefs.
If you
so
work,
it'll never happen.
If you work 5 days a week,
it will never happen.
52 weeks a year.
It will never happen.
Just let's run numbers through it. 52 weeks a year, 5 days a week, you're making over $100,000.
It will never happen.
And let's
you
say
do it for like, you do it for like 20, 30 years, okay? You're bringing in six figures for 3 decades.
Holy shit.
It will never happen.
And think about this. And when you're working, what kind of work? I really think that if you know how to do it, once you know how to like maybe put your thumb around the ball sack and like pinch in there,
oh,
and you
sick.
Jerk a little,
you're,
going to make that dog come in five minutes.
Like that. You're not just wanting to watch.
So you're actually working 50 minutes a day?
That's disgusting.
50 minutes a day, making $100,000 a year.
Did you put
jacking off a dog.
Okay, then you roll
as
up.
A job.
Then you roll up to the IHOP in your brand new Toyota Tundra, and people are like, Scare Master,
oh,
looking
shut
good.
Up.
And you're like, thanks, man. And you get the usual Shirley, and yeah, let me get some steak and eggs. And you start eating your steak and eggs. And she
you're
goes,
sick.
And she goes, Scare Master, you've been looking really good. And the other guy's like, what's his secret? And you go, my secret?
Jacking off dogs.
Dogs.
That's
time
disgusting.
I blew a guy.
It's a living.
I would never do it.
Okay. Anyway, furthermore, you can make money on the side. Wait a second. By selling leftover semen to the jab hose.
Oh, there you go.
To put in their soap.
I would never do it.
During Passover. Is that
what
they do?
Would never do it.
I know they anoint themselves with it, but I didn't know exactly how.
I know you have an extensive amount of experience gathering semen, and with your religious love of dogs, I'm just reading this. I felt this was the perfect match. Fortunately, we know that all Javos receive paw job training from the American Kennel Club upon religious confirmation. But you haven't had that yet, so you're not officially a Javo. I hope to hear from you soon. The Christian Shih Tzu Dog Breeding Association could really use your skills, and I think this is just what you need to start a new fulfilling life. Yours in Christ, Raul Ramos, former pastor of Rolling Hills Pray for the Gay Away Camp, preaching the word of Christ on Twitter.
Never happen.
I'm telling you, for a guy that's always complaining about money, it seems like a
You know what? That's why I'm about to complain.
Let me ask you. You had your dog Cricket. Remember you had Cricket?
That was when I was born till I was 7 years old. Okay.
All right. Now, do you know if Cricket ever rubbed up against you and made a doggy jam on your leg?
All I remember about Cricket was when it needed to go out to use the toilet, it would dance in circles. That's all I remember about that fucking dog. It went dancing circles.
Okay,
so then you'd open the door and let it out.
Hold on. Before you read this.
Whoa.
All right. I don't know anything about Korean money.
I know those.
Korean money?
This is
more money that's cheaper than
No.
But this is 13,000 Korean dollars.
What?
Do we read this or what?
Every Korean dollar is worth something like $5 US.
So
because the Canadian money is less than the American dollars.
Dear Big Three, I just want to write to give my most
Should we read
thing.
This? Because there's no $10 there. What do we do with these 13,000 Korean dollars? Do we read this? Because we said to the Canadian people, they're no longer allowed to send Canadian money. Now, I don't know what $13,000 in Korean money is. Your call, Mole.
I'll read it.
All right.
That's actually yen, not dollars.
I don't know.
You want to read it, Scare Master?
Let me see it.
Yeah, why don't you give it a shot?
All right. Dear Dig 3, D-I-G 3, I just wanted to write in and give my most sincere thanks and appreciation to all of you. To most people, this task would be a cake of peace, a.k.a. better known as a piece of cake. But due to my chronic dyslexia, it's taken me over a year to write this letter. So please bear with me as I may screw up some spelling, words, phrases, and even names. Better known as sorry in advance.
Is that in the letter or are you saying
that's
that?
That's in the letter. He wrote advance and sorry, period.
And then, but then you write better known
but
as?
But I said.
Oh, you're adding that.
I'm stuff. Adding, sorry in advance.
Why don't you just read the fucking letter, moron?
First of all, the crew, Vince and Mary Jane, actually it says Vince and Jane Mary, due to a bang-up job when Vince isn't busy drooling over his kaleidoscopes, he really can fine-tune a show. Jane Mary has the most soothing voice I've ever heard and puts the lady and producer in the term lady producer. Don or Dan Well, what can I say? What can I say that hasn't been said about your relentless professionalism? You spirit and patriotism reminds me of a young Uncle Sam with his beard
thanks.
Shaved off and with with much more muscle than tone. Show business wouldn't be the same without you and its helm.
Aw, thanks.
Perry, you constantly amaze me with your massive knowledge of the arts, sports, pop culture, and history. What is even more amazing is how you infuse that knowledge with your completely original sense of humor. Your creativity is up there with the likes of Andy Kaufman and Will Ferrell. Sometimes I feel like your wit remarks, catchphrases, and ideas were meant just for me and my humor of sense.
That's what I've been telling you, Scaremaster. You've got it.
Quiet.
And to that, he's saying he's trying to
that's nice of him to say. That is nice. And you have said that.
You have that.
You know,
thank you.
Again, it proves that you're a friend of his because you've always said that.
Thank you.
Always built him up.
That's what I've always said about you.
Shh,
please.
Andy Kaufman, Will Ferrell.
Shh.
Andy Farrell, Will Kaufman.
And to think how far you've made it since your days in Meineke Muffler. That's Mole.
He's talking to Mole.
Yeah. Last and certainly least is Mole. Did you seriously blow that dude, or was it the other way around?
What? No,
I ask because that is the very question the plagues every dyslexia sufferer from here to Two Buck Tim. I've never been able to figure that out. I've heard your address many a time, but cannot decide if it's 2277 or 7722.
7722.
Maybe it will never be truly clear in our minds. Also, in the Javajo's witness, a cult or a sect, you've stumped me time and time again. Also, I am writing from Korea, a place where dog is a delicacy. I'm sure, according to the Javajos, this whole country is going to hell. I'm sorry to ask all these questions, Mole. Sorry to ask all these questions, Mole, but I just want to end by saying you are truly one of Javajo's 144,000 truly faithful, and know what I'm saying. Read your Javajo Bible. Thanks again, Dig 3. I love you all. I've attached 13,000 Korean Korean WON one. It's either a lot of cash or very little. Please don't sue me, Mole. P.S. R.I.P. Terrifying Tim, King of Fright Night Comedy.
Oh, that's a sweet
from
shout
Joey out to Deacons.
Joey Deacons, I hope you do okay with your dyslexia. I had chronic dyslexia as a kid. Chronic. So I had dyslexia. Scaremaster was getting dressed up like a girl by his cousins. Probably at the same time.
They were playing games with me, please.
What kind of games are those?
Quit playing games with Scaremaster's heart.
Can I read?
Not a girl. No, we're not doing
shout
outs.
No, we got to do one last shout out. Okay. Dear Mr. Caramelli, we at the Sweet Feathery Jesus Institute for Sexual Behavior Science were alerted to a recent Big Three podcast in which you referred to the homosexuals as faggots or queers a total of 23 times in 90 seconds.
Okay.
Nice job, dude.
While vehemently denying that you could ever enjoy the tender caress of another gentleman. This is a classic sign of well-known Freudian defense mechanism, reaction formation, or in layman's terms, we feel that you protest too much.
Ah, yes, they do think that.
Ah. We were slightly confused by the fact that after denying your receptiveness to an all-male sexual coupling, you spent the rest of the podcast boasting about your brief homosexual encounter that happened over 10 years ago. I think they're talking about the Randy Callahan.
Yeah, I think that's like...
That's over 21
years. You need
years.
To get a new one to start bragging about. So old.
I'm not doing any
I'm just
gay
saying,
stuff
you know,
ever again.
If you want to keep bragging about something, you know, it's like,
I'm
all
not
right.
bragging about nothing.
In recent weeks, there have been signs that you're finally beginning to accept your full-blown homosexuality, or Kyle Dickey, as you call it.
Kyle Dickey is there an act.
Yeah.
It's an act.
Nice to see Kyle back. To fully understand your conflicted psychosexual makeup, we would like you to undergo a short 17-week study at our secure unit, which electrodes will be attached to your penis shaft, anal environment, and testicular region.
Never.
While you are subjected to top-quality man-on-man gay homosexual pornographic movies for 8 hours a day, except Sundays. We have excellent table tennis facilities, and lunch will be provided.
They can do all that in only 17 weeks?
Booze, Pelasco, and Dr. P, sweetfeatheryjesus.com.
You got to think about that, seriously, Scaremaster.
Never.
See, you jerking off dogs are going to do the electrodes for 17 weeks in Sweet Feathery Jesus.
I don't know why you don't take them up on that, the jerking off of the dogs.
Never,
I just think,
never.
What do you do during the day? I mean,
things.
Like, give me.
Not science studies.
No, but just for real quick, instead of saying things and fighting everything, honestly, what do you do when you get up? Do you go to the computer?
Sometimes I go to the computer. Sometimes I shit, shower, shave, eat breakfast, go to
then
the gym.
How soon before you're looking at pornography? How long?
I don't look at pornography.
How many hours
anymore.
A day would you spend on the computer?
Sometimes 8. Sometimes I'm on the computer 14, 16.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends on what I'm
so
doing.
So let's say this.
Because I'm trying to sell skateboard decks. I'm trying to...
You take a laptop computer to your place where you're jerking off these dogs. You jerk off 10 dogs a day.
You sell a couple skateboard decks. You go over to Feathery Jesus. You stick the things on your dangler.
Never going to happen.
You're making over $100,000 a year.
Never going to happen.
Anyway, that was today's $10
shout-out. $10
shout-out. Hey, wait a second. Is that a phone call? Could you send that call through for us, please?
Hello, hello, Italian deli. Where is my large sausage already? I'm starving like Lee Marvin.
I love Lee Marvin. Lee Marvin's awesome.
Yes, Lee Marvin, yes. He was in Cat Baloo. Speaking of cats who baloo, you really baloo it with Mama Walter.
What did I do?
What mole do?
Well, it's not what you did, it's what you did not do. And that is make sweet love on Mama and give me a brother.
That would make me your dad, dude.
Yes, yes, that would make you my daddy. You could bounce me on your knee and send me to bed without my little laddie meat pie.
Remember those?
You know
I
what?
I remember those, yeah.
You know what?
Of course you do, of course. Mr. Barnes, you have a mind like a steel trap. Of course you... Does Petty remember the little laddie meat pies?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I like the song, man, that don't be a saddie.
Eat a little laddie. Yes, yes, yes. Delightful, delightful. And filling and nutritious. Listen, back to Mama. What shall be done?
I'll fuck your mother, John.
Well, Mr. Bonus.
Ride her hard.
Mr. Bonus, I do like the way you make that sound.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be all right if I watched the two of you from my peephole?
Sure, I have no fears. I'm not uptight at all.
Yes, you're not uptight. I'll tell you something. Mama's not too tight either, if you know what I'm saying. Yes, yes. Petty, would you like to join me behind the peephole for some crackers and cheese and a show?
No.
I want cheese. I like some cheese.
Well, yes, of course you want cheese, Walter. You're from Wisconsin. Now, listen, we're getting off point. How go the ticket sales for the Windy Weekend?
Oh, they're pretty good right now. I say we're almost sold out.
As I suspected.
Wonderful. Do I get to meet you face to face?
Now, I do have a new tune that I believe can put us over the top.
I think this whole thing's pretty much over the top, Mr. Adams. You know what I mean?
Dad, please, you don't know what you're talking about. Ooh, I like how that sounds, Walter. You sure you don't want to impregnate Mama?
I'm fucking your mom, Adams. Hey, just
Ooh, all right.
do the new
Daddy
song.
Donnie is rough, yes, and I love it. All right, here we go. Let's give this a shot. I think we all know this one. Oh, yes, yes, we're going to rock out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, listen to that little synthetic piano and drumming.
You know this one, Scaremaster?
And the dancers are coming out. They've got their short shorts. They've got their Daisy Dukes and their tank tops. Mmm, yes. This is a celebration of all things Whitney. Here we are, and they're shaking it. And they jump and turn and grab their bottoms. And they're shaking, yes, shaking the bottoms. Here we are. Are we ready? Me, 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 me. Here we go. Let's give this a shot.
Long intro.
Real long.
In the Windy City, Stone Fury's searching for a fridge. Just like when Mo lost Mr. Big Dog and tried to find him on the Brooklyn Bridge. When the tickets are all gone, then that's all. The VIPs get a one-on-one with Perry in a bathroom stall.
That's
it's
right.
The 10th anniversary podcast.
Oh, yeah.
10th anniversary podcast. Well, he's stranded in Reseda trying to make himself an honest living. He's not that smart and out of shape. They keep bringing up the hand jobs he's given.
Talk about you, Scaremaster.
From his window, the chili smells great. There's a line around the corner. The Big Three fans cannot wait. They're walking into a 10th anniversary podcast.
They get excited about podcast.
10th anniversary podcast. And they call him Stone. They call him Stone. And kid, he'll let you take his picture in his home, his filthy home. Where I want to burn, yes. Yes, I dream of it.
Scaremaster, you're saying and yes, can you do that?
Well, a change was made one time and Tim Perpetic joined the Big Three.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. The best.
A hero and a skateboarder that everyone liked more than they liked Perry. I'm gonna sit back on my boat and cry. Why did Wonders and all those other people have to die? Perry killed them. It's a 10th anniversary podcast. Yes, that's right. 10th anniversary podcast. Everybody, get on your feet. 10th anniversary podcast. That's right. 10th anniversary podcast.
He's I'm talking about
Stone Fury. I'm talking about Brock.
That's me.
I'm talking about the Big Lou.
That's you, Dan.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's nothing but a 10th, oh, talking about it.
Okay.
Shaking, really shaking it. Shake it for me. Yes, everybody shake it. We can just, I can keep going with this.
No, you should wrap it up.
10th anniversary podcast. 10th Avenue. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're the boss. Mr. Right. Adams is the boss.
Got the idea. What did we think? What did we think?
Dick Springsteen, you're the boss, dude.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, I am quite Springsteen-y, though I would sooner cut off my dangler than step foot in New Jersey.
You're better than the boss. You tell jokes. You never tell jokes.
You're quite right. You mean like, what did the broke duck tell the waiter?
Put it on my bill.
Yes, quite the quack up.
Shut up, son, and get to bed.
Oh, yes, Daddy Donnie, yes, yes. I'll rush right in there. I'm looking forward to my spanking. Toots, loves.
Bye.
That's going to really be a weird dynamic when you're Mr. Adams' dad.
Is he coming to the 10th anniversary show?
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm going to meet him face to face.
Absolutely.
Finally, after 20 absolutely. Fucking years.
You 21? Met him. You've met him like three times.
Never met him
How
before.
Is that possible?
How is that possible?
Never met him face to face.
Wait. Were you there that time? Oh, wait. No, you were there at the premiere of the movie when he was there.
Yeah.
He was never at
Yes,
the-
he
yes,
was.
Yes, he came by for like the at the end of it when he walked out. You were holding your trophy.
And he was really, really drunk?
I don't remember.
If I remember correctly, who's that guy that used to work for Kimmel, that Ray guy?
Ray Manzarek?
No, there was a Ray guy that used to work there. He's a kind of a crazy guy. Mr. Adams was making out with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ray Manzarek was from The Doors, yeah. Not from Kimmel.
Well, you never know. You never know with that stuff.
It's getting very, very late, and we've got one last thing that we've got to do, and this is something that in life, when you're a kid, you dream of what can happen. You go through high school, you go through college. Some people get married.
And some people like me go through hell.
Some people like you go through hell. But then some people need to promote things during their 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
That's Scary Perry Skateboards. www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
He's really good.
You do it like you're shot out of a camera.
Would you shut the fuck up so I can do
it? I wonder if
my...
he rehearses.
Scary
Perry. Do you rehearse?
I don't rehearse nothing because I know when I get here, I'm always going to be fucked with. So why do I need to rehearse?
You should rehearse.
Rehearse what?
Well,
you rehearse getting fucked with?
No, promoting your product.
I'm promoting my.
Well, here's the thing: the product. If you're selling the product with our stuff on it, shouldn't we be part of the commercial?
As well as adding the Big Three podcast, Skateboard Dex 2.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't sell any of those.
You didn't make them with our images on there,
yes,
right?
Yes, you did.
I made the cartoon. I made the stickers.
Our faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
You're not allowed to sell those.
You've seen the stickers.
All right, well, you're not allowed to sell it. Stop! And that was 60 seconds with Perry.
I want some stickers.
Well, now it's time for the best thing that we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
And 10th anniversary podcast.
Dun, 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 dun. Now, if you've never heard the show before, you might not be familiar with what Mole Play is. But Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. This is where Mole is in complete control. He is the director of the scene. He is the writer of the scene. He will also cast the scene. Who's in it? Who's not in it? The only thing that we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Dan.
Thank you.
This brings up an interesting thing. Scare Master's always had problems financially. True, Scare Master?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I will tell you something, and this is the truth, that Dan and I have dedicated a long time to try to get you out of that hole and to do what we can to help you financially.
And you want me to jack off fucking dogs?
Thank you.
Are you
disgusting? We head now to the dog farm.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
It's Scare Master's first day, and he meets his first dog, Woofy.
Go fuck yourself.
You play.
Go fuck yourself.
Listen to me.
No fucking way. I don't care if you came into that fucking place.
Came into the truck.
I don't care
came
if you came in
the,
there.
He's joking,
with a fucking,
right?
You're not playing
with
yourself, Scare Master.
With $100 Perry. Bills only. Perry,
Perry. Are you still an actor? Are you Perry. Still an actor?
Yeah.
Are you still an actor?
Yeah.
Look okay. What Al Pacino did in Cruising.
That's you, Al Pacino.
Yes. Just you're playing Al Pacino on his first day on the dog jerk off farm. Wolfie. You're gonna play the new dog who's a little bit shy,
yeah!
But is just looking for a pal. Dan, you're the rough and tumble yard boss. Mole Play.
Hey, so you're the new guy. What's your name? Al Pacino. Why does that name sound familiar?
I was the godfather after Marlon Brando passed.
All right, well, it doesn't matter. Well, all right, so today is your first day on the job. And you got a good one.
And you want me to jack off fucking poodles?
All right, here's what you do. You put it in this
pretty
cup right
Pacino,
here.
Dude. That's a pretty good Pacino.
Are you out of fucking mind?
No, it's your job. It's your job. And
Pacino knows he's an actor, and he's researching a role. And he's
acting is
it.
Acting, but jacking off fucking dogs
researching
is not acting.
The role. That's Al Pacino.
Wait. Acting is acting, but jacking off fucking dogs is not acting.
Hey, you're here. You're working. You're jerking off the dog. Here's a good first one. His name's Wolfie.
Yeah. My name's Wolfie. I'm a little shy. Hey, why are you grabbing me for, you cocksucker? Jerk me off.
Oh, man.
Hey, Fruitcake, start sucking.
No, you're calling me a faggot.
Al Pacino's reluctant.
Faggot.
Al Pacino's.
You're the faggot, faggot.
Al Pacino's
jack
combative. The yard boss isn't having it. He comes back. He's got a quota to make and an empty bucket. He forces Wolfie onto Al Pacino.
Hey, all you got to do is jerk me off a little bit. Not a big deal. Come on, jerk it.
All you want to do is suck my dick. Not a big deal. Oh, yeah, right.
I'm getting hard. Oh.
God.
Rubbing up against you. Oh, I'm rock hard.
Wolfie is rubbing up against Al Pacino.
Jerk me off.
Al Pacino's reluctant to masturbate.
You're sickening.
Wolfie. Here comes the yard boss who's not going to take no for an answer.
All right, I'm going to tell you. You treat Wolfie with disrespect, I'm going to rip your fucking hat off, Pacino. Now treat him nice. Jerk him off.
Yeah, jerk me off. Come on. Come on.
Stop. Stop. No,
you know what, Scaremaster, you should have Wolfie blow you first.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm game.
Oh, God.
Move the fanny pack.
You're disgusting.
Just for tradition.
You're so fucking disgusting.
All right, let me start sucking.
This immorality is sick. I'll drop out of this fucking show if you keep doing this immoral shit to me. This gay immoral shit. I'm about ready to say goodbye to all of yous. Until you turn fucking normal with no more immorality around me, the show's about to end.
What do I spit?
Wolfie spits, doesn't know where to spit, and spits it all over Al Pacino. And Al's covered with his own dude juice, and he looks at Wolfie and says this classic line.
My classic line?
Al Pacino's classic line.
There's tons of classic lines.
Yeah, just pick one.
Oh, God. Ah, you fucking dog.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
He showed no energy whatsoever.
You know, Al Pacino's done a lot of roles where he doesn't go up top.
Talking to the fucking mic.
This immoral stuff is...
It's not immoral.
It's immoral!
People jerk off dogs all the time.
Morality is subjective.
It's disgusting!
To who?
To me! In my moral state of mind.
I'm in a moral state of mind.
I will not do this
again. Folks, okay. Like,
all right.
If I have to do gay shit like this anymore.
It's not gay shit.
It's fucking gay!
No, you're dealing with
what if Wolfie
dog.
Was a girl? Quick!
I got to tell you something you didn't know. Wolfie is a girl.
Wolfie is your fucking right
what
hand.
What a cliffhanger. What a cliffhanger.
Oh, God, hi, I'm Wolfie the Puss.
Hi, what's your problem, asswipe?
All the time Wolfie's on your Italian meatballs, it's been a girl. Now how do you feel?
It's his fucking right hand.
Yeah, you remind me of Dickie Barrett. Pure asshole.
Wow, that seems rough.
That's great. Because Dickie Barrett's probably with the same thoughts that I have. This is disgusting.
You think he's a Javajo also?
I don't know what religion he is.
Maybe he's a Javajo.
I am not. Look, pronounce
all right,
the
we
name.
Got, hey, Perry, we got to close the show. We've gone too far. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1. That's my Twitter account. On my Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Instagram, SimplyDon1. And on my Vine, it's at Don Barris. Mole, how can people get in touch with you?
I'm on Facebook, Walter Malinsky. That's the name.
Perry?
Facebook, Perry.Caravello. C-A-R as in car, A-V as in Victor, E-L-L-O. Occasionally I'll shoot over to Twitter, but lately I haven't been able to.
Why?
Because of too many I took tons of pictures with my cell phone, so I can't do it. I can go to Twitter.
I can show you how to take those off your cell phone. Let me see if
he can help you.
Don't worry about it. It's already been done.
All right, Mary Jane, you have a new site that people can come and see you. What's the name of your site, Mary Jane?
Before we go to Mary Jane.
No, we're going to Mary Jane.
I thought I was interrupting Mary Jane.
Yeah, why do you got to do that? Go ahead, Mary Jane.
The Mary Jane Style YouTube channel.
And this is where you can learn style, correct?
It's, the Mary Jane Style How-To.
All right.
House of Mary Jane, I love it.
Every week you can catch me at the Comedy Store every night. And on Mondays, don't forget the Ding Dong Show Death Squad Podcast. But for now, let's put her there. We're 2 weeks away from our big show. Big 3. Goodbye. Yeah,